Wrinkles.
Morning, Arnold.
Morning, Winston. Where are you off to, then?
Off for a dip in the pool. Just threw on the old scuba gear. Thought I'd give it a whirl.
I shouldn't advise you to go in the swimming pool, Winston. Bit dangerous for swimming at the moment.
How's that, Arnold?
There's no water in it.
Doesn't matter. Can't swim anyway. Thought I'd give it a go with the old water wings before Tom filled it. Less chance of drowning, you see.
You'll catch your death of cold, of course. Swimming in a pool with no water in. Still, it's your life.
Nonsense. Never had a cold in my life.
What, never?
Never.
Do you know how many colds the average person gets in their life?
But what are you whining about?
134 the average person gets. Do you know how many I've had? One. One cold in the whole of my life. But it lasted 67 years.
Sounds like a bad Arnold.
There's more than 5,000 different strains of cold. There's the 24-hour virus, the 48-hour virus. I have to go and catch the one that lasts for 67 years. Comical, innit?
Look, Arnold, look. I've just walked 2 lengths. That's my record. I'll be ready for the water in no time.
It's me body, see? I've just got a doomed body.
Oh, you know your trouble, Arnold. You don't get enough exercise. You want to go for a brisk walk up and down the swimming pool on a Sunday morning. Clear your head.
Do you know how many teeth I've got? One. One tooth. I started out with 32, and now I've only got one.
I started out without any teeth, Arnold. And that's how many I've got today.
One tooth. That's my lot. One miserable tooth. And do you know what? I've got toothache.
Morning, Tom. Fishing, are you? I said fishing, are you? Are you asleep, Tom? Asleep, are you, Tom? Too churlish, eh? I won't wake you up then if you're asleep. Not if you're asleep, Tom. I say, I won't wake you up not if you're asleep.
Is that you, Mr. Pete?
No, I was just saying, I won't wake you up if you're asleep.
What are you on about?
I mean, if you're asleep, Tom, I won't wake you up. You stay asleep.
I'm not asleep.
Are you not?
Not now. No.
Are you not asleep now, then?
No.
So you're not asleep?
No.
Too perilous, eh? You're awake then, are you?
Yeah.
Awake?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
So am I. We're both awake then, aren't we?
Oh, so we are.
Too perilous, eh? Fell asleep, did you, Tom, when you were fishing?
Was there something you wanted, Mr. Pettigrew? Something so drastically important that it couldn't wait till I woke up.
I did wait till you woke up.
What is it?
I wanted to ask you something.
What?
Do you think the art of conversation is dead?
I don't. Not while you're around.
Don't you?
No.
Don't you not think it's dead?
No.
The art of conversation?
No.
Superlative. We have interesting conversations, don't we, Tom?
Yeah.
You and me.
Oh, yeah.
Don't we, though?
Yeah.
Don't we really have interesting conversations?
Yeah.
Superlative. Even talking about how interesting our conversations are is interesting to me.
It is to me, Mr. Pettigrew.
Is it, Tom?
Yeah.
Talking about how interesting our conversations are.
Yeah.
That's interesting to you, is it?
Yeah.
Just talking about how interesting our conversations are is interesting to you, is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Superlative. Are you bored, Tom?
Yeah.
So am I.
Oh, hello, Tom. I thought you were fishing.
I was.
Well, seeing your
you're doing nothing. I wondered if
Mrs. A, today is Sunday. It's my day off. I'm doing nothing now. I'm doing nothing this afternoon, and I'm doing nothing tonight. And if at the end of the day I've done nothing, I'll have achieved something.
It's just the wireless isn't working.
The wireless? I mended it once.
Well, there's no sounds coming out of the left-hand speaker.
So, that's no hardship.
It is in a way, Tom. There's no sound coming out of the right-hand speaker, either. In fact, now that you've fixed it, the sound comes out of a little hole in one of the legs.
That's not my fault.
Well, whose fault is it?
Cutbacks. BBC cutbacks. It's this new policy. They're gradually phasing out sound on radio. Then, eventually, they're going to record all the programmes in silence and save a fortune.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm just setting me football pools, Tom.
Oh, yeah? Any good?
No. I've only got 24 points.
24 points?
That's the first dividend.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Let's see. Hang on. You haven't all. We're rich! We're rich! We can get out of here for a start. We can move to the Bahamas. Join the jet set. Blimey. We can have bread pudding every week. And I can devote my whole life to me one true love, what I have neglected for so long. Drinking.
Oh, don't go getting all excited, Tom. I get one of them first what-its every week. I've got a special system, Tom.
I'll bet you have.
Oh, every Tuesday when I get my coupon, I get out my pencil and I put crosses in all the little boxes. Then on Sunday, when we get the morning papers, I rub out all the ones that are wrong. Put the coupon in the post first thing Monday morning.
Did they say? That is ingenious. You post it after the results have come out.
Best way, Tom. Never get any wrong then.
Of course you don't. I mean, if you did it before the matches were played, you'd just be guessing, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Have you ever won any money?
Oh, yeah. I always win me money back. I've been using the same postal order now for 15 years.
And they say gambling's a mug game.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Arnold.
Funny that, isn't it?
What's it?
How everyone calls me Arnold.
What do you want them to call you? Battle?
No, I mean, why does nobody call me Arnie? I mean, why does nobody say, hey, here comes Arnie. Great to see you, Arnie. How's things with you, Arnie?
What's wrong with Arnold?
It's so serious, isn't it? So grave, so solemn. Doesn't capture the devil-may-care, swashbuckling, cock-a-hoop side of my nature.
Was there something you wanted, Arnie? Or have you just come round to cheer us up?
Yeah. Matron wants to see you.
Well, I hope she doesn't want me to do anything, because I'm having a day off.
Excuse me, Mrs. A. Don't suppose you got anything for a cold, have you?
What is it, Arnold? Chest cold or head cold?
67-year virus.
Who wants to be a millionaire? I don't.
No, yeah? No. Don't you want to be a millionaire? No. Really? No.
Super legend.
And all the parties everywhere. I don't. Don't you? No. Don't you really want to go to parties everywhere? No. No.
Super
legend. Who will want to travel in a gigantic yacht? Do I want a yacht? No, I do not. Don't you? No. You don't really want a gigantic yacht? No, you're stupid.
Oh, hello, Mr. P. You managed to untangle yourself from that fishing line then, did you?
Yeah. It was really funny, that, Tom. Are you going somewhere?
Yeah, matron sent for me.
Oh, only I've got a problem, Tom.
I know you have, Mr. Pete.
You don't know this one.
What is it?
Mr. Benson just hit me.
What for?
Nothing.
He just hit you?
Yes. I was having a conversation with him about the art of conversation. He was doing his crossword. And he hit me.
Well, if he hit you, hit him back. You beginner.
He's older than me.
How old is he?
92.
Mr. Pete, if he hits you, you just hit him back.
I tried to, Tom, but he keeps running away.
Good morning, Mason. And how are you this morning? I see, your usual cheery self. And what was it you wanted to see me about on my day off? Your nephew's coming to stay. How delightful for you. What's it got to do with me? Look after him. But it's me day off. 10 years old. And just imagine what he's like. Lots of energy, inquisitive, loves asking questions, likes his own way, wants to know how things work. Thought bubble. In other words, a brat.
Hello, Mrs. A.
Oh, it's only you, Arnold. I thought it was Tom.
Yes, it's only me. Only Arnold. Oh, nobody get up. It's only Arnold you insulted. It's only stinking old, rotten old Arnold. It'd be different if it was royalty, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be, oh, it's only Prince Philip. I'm victimised because of my lowly birth. Cop for the dual standards of that.
Arnold, Your Majesty, would you like a cuppa?
Oh, sarcasm, is it? Don't you think I'd get enough of that from Winston's dog?
You what?
Winston's dog. It's always taking a mickey out of me.
Taking a mickey?
Don't tell me you haven't noticed. Why, it's always laughing at me behind my back.
A dog laughing at you?
Oh, he tries to hide it, but I've seen him sniggering at me.
How does he snigger at you?
Behind his paw.
I can't see why a dog should laugh at you, Arnold.
Because he thinks I'm funny. He thinks I've got funny ears. He thinks I've got a funny walk. He thinks I've got funny hair. He just thinks I'm funny. He's vindictive.
Arnold, was there something you wanted when you came in?
Oh, I'd just come in for a pleasant chat.
General, it's only Tom. Isn't it a beautiful day, Tom, for December?
Lovely. It's only a pity it's June.
June already, is it? Good Lord, amazing. Just been for a swim, Tom.
Yeah, so I heard. How many lengths did you manage to walk?
3, Tom. It's my new record.
3? I thought your record was 5.
That's with diving in, Tom. Don't do that anymore. The old monster's taking a bit of a battery.
Tell you what, Winston, get him to drain the channel. You could be the first bloke ever to walk it.
Hadn't thought of it like that, Tom. Suppose I could. Another first for Britain, eh? We may have lost the empire, but by jingo, we can walk the channel with the best of them. Good Lord. What's that skulking around the bush?
That, Winston, is Matron's nephew, Archibald. Say hello, Archibald.
Good Lord. Tom, what a bat. Good Lord, see that, Tom? He's trying to screw me dog's nose off.
Archibald, the dog's nose isn't detachable. Winston, has the dog eaten yet?
Yes, Tom. He had dinner about an hour ago.
pity.
Here's some more porridge for you, Archibald.
I wouldn't mind if he was eating it, but he keeps on dumping it in my lap.
Perhaps he's not hungry, Tom. Would you like something else, Archibald?
This is my idea of a restful Sunday lunch. Sitting round a table with his trousers full of porridge.
You haven't seen his shoe, have you, Tom? He's only got one.
Lost it, has he?
I think he must have done when he was playing cowboys and Indians with Mr. Benson.
How is Mr. Benson?
Oh, it's only a superficial wound.
The nasty things, those plastic tomahawks.
Yes, Archibald, you may leave the table.
The toys they give them today. When I was a little lad, I only ever had one toy. I got it for Christmas one year instead of the usual pair of socks. I remember my dad came in and said, "Son, we haven't got much money, but we've been putting a little aside every week since you was born, and now we've saved enough to buy you this." And he brought it in. It was a Swedish old pear girl called Lisbeth. And just like all fathers, Christmas Day, he played with it more than I did.
Hello, General, old boy. What's that you're chewing? It's a shoe. Good Lord. It's a little boy's shoe. Shouldn't it have a little boy on the end of it? General, you haven't, have you? Good Lord. My dog's eaten my son's nephew.
Hello, Tom.
Oh.
You're having a nice restful day, Tom.
Wonderful.
Is Archibald having a good time?
Archibald is having a ball.
Is he?
Yeah.
Having a ball, is he?
Yeah.
Archibald.
Yeah.
Super, let's say. What's he been playing?
Oh, he's been playing with this and that.
Oh, yeah, I thought perhaps I could take him to the shops for a bit. Show it round the village.
Mr. P, as far as I'm concerned, you can take him to Land's End and drop him off the edge.
Take him to the shops then, Tom.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
Take him to the shops.
Yeah.
I can take him to the shops then, can I?
Yeah.
Super latte.
Hello, Winston. What do you mean by that, Tom?
Nothing. I just mean, hello, Winston.
Let's get one thing straight, Tom. I know nothing about Machen's nephew or where he is. So there's no point in trying to get it out of me.
Archibald,
Tom, I was in the Secret Service for 25 years. Chap with that kind of background knows how to keep a secret, even when it's as serious as this one.
Oh, what?
About me dog eating Machen's nephew. Damn and blast! You've got it out of me.
Winston, what are you on about?
Well, now you've tricked it out of me, Tom. You might as well know. The General has been a bit naughty. He accidentally ate Matron's nephew by mistake. He's terribly sorry, and it won't happen again.
Winston, I think there's been a bit of a mix-up.
Good Lord. That's a bit callous, isn't it, Tom? Eating Matron's nephew, a bit of a mix-up. Heavens above, you're a cool customer.
Winston, your dog has not eaten Archibald. Archibald has gone down to the shops with Mr. P.
I don't follow you, Tom.
There's nothing to follow, Winston. Archibald has gone down to the shops.
He went down like two pork chops. Good dog. You're a cold one, Tom.
Thought bubble. What is the point?
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Mr. P. Back so soon?
I've been 3 hours, Tom.
Back so soon?
I've got a lot of sweets, Tom. Hey, do you want to share that dab?
Was he all right with you, Mr. Pettigrew?
Who?
Archibald.
Oh, yes, in no trouble.
Oh, hard to believe.
Where is he?
I've got some gobstoppers. 25 gobstoppers. That should be enough, shouldn't it?
Mr. Pettigrew, where's Archibald?
And do you know those round licorice circles, you know, with hundreds of thousands in the middle?
Mr. P, where is Maitland's nephew?
Where is he?
Yeah.
Archibald?
Yeah.
Maitland's nephew?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Yeah.
I get in.
What do you mean you give in?
I forgot him.
You forgot him?
I forgot to bring him back.
You forgot to bring him back?
Yeah.
How could you forget him?
I was too busy.
Doing what?
Looking after him.
Now, look here, you. You probably haven't heard yet, but my dog's eaten your nibbles. We are both terribly sorry about it, and it won't happen again. All right? It's pointless raising your voice. These things happen, and you've just got to soldier on and forget about it. Oh, heaven's sake, woman! I said I'm sorry! Look, me dog's eaten him. We can't bring him back. That's the end of it. Pull yourself together, for heaven's sake. You wouldn't have lasted 5 minutes in a secret service, howling and whining all the time. And what's more, if you take my advice, you'll go and see a damn good speech therapist.
Tom, I found him.
Archibald?
Yes, he was in the shop after all. Here he is.
Who's this?
Archibald.
That's not Archibald. It's not even close.
Yeah, it's Tom. It's Archibald.
Looks nothing like him.
Well, it's him, Tom. I have a closer look. It's Archibald.
Mr. Pettigrew, Archibald was not black.
But apart from that, Tom, they're very similar.
Hello, Winston. Glad to see that nighty dog's not with you.
He's no dog of mine, Arnold. He's been confined to his kennel.
What's he done? Has he been sneering at somebody else besides me?
Conduct unbecoming to an officer and a dog. To wit, eating Mason's nephew. No alternative. Had to call marshal him.
What, the general?
Not the general anymore, Arnold. He's a civilian now. Just plain Mr. Dog.
So, he got a dishonorable discharge. Serves him right for being so sarcastic.
Broke my heart, Arnold. A fellow officer and a jolly good friend. But I couldn't let that interfere with my judgment. Had to throw the book at him.
I bet that irked him. He won't be so surly now, will he?
It's broken him. He's been skulking around all morning. Loss of privileges hit him hardest. He's lost his right to munchy-munchy dog biscuits, chocolate buttons, and his special officer's privilege of having his tummy tickled.
I expect he'll take that out on me. I'll be the next one he eats. Still, look on the bright side. It may not happen till tomorrow.
I don't know. I've looked all over.
Oh, Matron's going to go bonkers over this.
I mean, it's not so much a problem of finding Archibald. Mr. Pettigrew has found 15 Archibalds already. All creeds and colours. It's more a question of finding the right one, or at least one who's as obnoxious enough to pass as Archibald.
Tom, look. Look what Mr. Dog's
fun.
Archibald, where have you been?
Is it the real one? It's the real one.
Mr. Dog found him, Tom. Knew where he was all the time. Damn smart dog, Tom. Kept that Archibald chappie out of the way. Kept him under house arrest in his kennel.
We'd better get him back to Mason before we lose him again.
I've done Mr. Dog wrong, Tom. Demoted him and threw him out of the service. But from now on, he's called the Field Marshal.
Oh, blimey.
Good Lord.
What happened?
The Field Marshal, he's just eaten Archibald. I mean, for real.
Not the Field Marshal anymore, Tom. From now on, he's called Mr. Convict.
Thought bubble. If this wasn't real life, you wouldn't believe it.
You have been listening to Wrinkles, starring Tom Menard and Anne Fieraski, with Ballard Barkley as Winston, David Ross as Mr. Pettigrew, and Gordon Salkills as Arnold. The program is written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor and produced in Manchester by Mike Craig.